All right, I'm reaching into the Money Pit email bag, and right up on top, I see we have something from Amy in LA, whose question is, the caulk around my bathtub is a real mess. I know, which is gross. Not only does it get pretty disgusting looking, but I can't seem to get it to stay in very well. Making matters worse, the tile around the tub was glued directly to the drywall. I'm worried that the walls are going to rot if I don't keep it dry. I can't be the only one with this problem. Any tips?
Absolutely. You know, what really ticks me off about the way homes have been built in the last 20 years is builders, in a never-ending effort to be penny wise and pound foolish, stop putting durable surfaces under the tile. They use drywall. They use sheetrock. Now, I know it's moisture-resistant sheetrock, but the key here is it's moisture-resistant, not moisture-proof.
Because the grout isn't waterproof. Water's going to get through the grout.
That's right. And over the years, it's just going to rot away, and that's when the tile wall gets really soft and mushy. Now, proper caulking is definitely going to slow this down and make it last as long as possible. Here's what you need to know. First of all, you need to get rid of all of the old caulk, Amy, and if it's really stiff and really hard to get off of there, you can buy a caulk softener. It's like a paint remover for caulk. Now, Red Devil makes a really good one that just came out on the market. You put that on, it works with all kinds of caulk, even silicone. What'll happen is that caulk will soften up. It'll be easy to peel it away. The next thing you want to do is clean that surface really well, and I recommend you use a bleach and water solution to do that so you kill any mold that's left behind. Now, the third step is one you wouldn't normally think of. I want you to fill the tub with water all the way to the top. Get as much water in that tub as you possibly can. Now, Leslie, you want to take a guess as to why we're going to do that?
If you put the caulk when it's empty, it's going to be different for the weight issue?
Yes, it's the weight issue. Exactly right, because water is very heavy. Water weighs 8 pounds a gallon, and if you fill the tub up, it's going to pull down the same way it would if somebody was standing in it to take a shower. So while the tub's weighted down, you caulk it, you wait for the caulk to dry, and then you let the water out of the tub, and the tub will come back up. It'll compress the caulk, and it'll stay in there a lot better than if you did it another way. Lastly, you want to make sure you choose the right kind of caulk for that area. Choose a kitchen and bath caulk because it usually has a mildewcide in it, and that's actually going to help prevent mildew growth, which is going to make it look all nasty and ugly and stuff.
Oh, and it'll help you save time with your cleaning steps.
Exactly. Amy, thanks so much for writing us at moneypit.com. If you have a question, you could write us as well. Simply write help me at moneypit.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.